KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the second day of August for 2018. Well, once again, areas of Amador and Calaveras County are experiencing heavy smoke due to smoke drift from wildfires burning to the north and south of us. Two fires broke out yesterday in El Dorado County. And they continue to burn this morning, along with the Ferguson fire to the south and the Carr fire to the far north. Once again, public health agencies are advising community members that air quality may be unsafe for those with sensitive medical conditions. Residents with chronic health conditions, young children, pregnant women, and elderly adults should especially be aware to take protective measures. And remember, monitor your health closely if you have chronic health conditions, and contact your health provider if your symptoms worsen, including repeated coughing and wheezing. And remember, if you are experiencing a health emergency, don't wait. Call 911.
Holy Valley Springs woman arrested in association with an alleged counterfeiting operation in Tuolumne County. According to the Sonora Police Department, officers investigating the unauthorized use of a MasterCard were led to a motel room in Sonora where they contacted Kevin Michael James DeFilippo and Sarah Denise Rosas. DeFilippo, 25, arrested on three felonies, possessing access cards, manufacturing equipment, fraud using a forged access card, and criminal conspiracy. He was also charged with misdemeanors for possessing metal knuckles, theft using forged access cards, and for having drug paraphernalia. He was assigned bail at $15,000. And Rosas, 27, of Valley Springs, faces the same felony charges, along with an existing felony count of impersonating another. According to the arrest report, her felony, a warrant out of Stanislaus County for possession of a narcotic-controlled substance for sale. Her bail set at $150,000.
A Valley Springs man was arrested in the early morning hours of Wednesday morning after he allegedly attempted to rob the 76 gas station near the junction of Highway 26 and 12 in Valley Springs. Responding to an alarm call, Calaveras deputies arrived on scene at about 4 o'clock to find the front glass door of the business shattered by a concrete block. The suspect, 46-year-old Richard Haight, was found in the parking lot of the business and was arrested at the scene for vandalism, attempted burglary, and possession of methamphetamine. After being transported to the county jail, Haight was booked for an additional outstanding misdemeanor warrant out of Tuolumne County. Further charges are pending against Haight after he allegedly assaulted a fellow inmate since his incarceration on Wednesday morning. Haight's bail is currently pending.
And a 19-year-old Valley Springs man suffered major injuries early yesterday in a DUI accident. According to Highway Patrol, just after 1:30, Galen Anderson was traveling north on Antonovich Road at an unknown speed, approaching a curve at the intersection at Priscilla Court. And as he entered the curve to the left, the Jeep ran off the road, collided with a garbage can in a mailbox, before traveling down an embankment and overturning. Anderson was ejected from the Jeep and suffered major injury. He was taken to a trauma center in Modesto and treated for injury. Anderson was arrested at the scene for DUI and released for medical treatment.
And Blood Source will hold a Veterans Community Blood Drive to meet the community's needs for blood and blood products on Monday the 6th from 10:30 to 5:30 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Donors receive an in-hand Blood Source t-shirt that same day, too. The drive is sponsored by the VFW 8254, Disabled American Veterans 118, and the American Legion 108. Donating blood is safe, easy, and takes about an hour. Donors must weigh at least 110 pounds, be at least 16 years old, and generally in good health. Donors must also bring a photo ID and should drink plenty of fluids before donating. For more information about the Veterans Community Blood Drive, give Blood Source a call in Sacramento.
And enjoy the early evening views from the historic Kennedy Mine later this month. August 25th, the Kennedy Mine Foundation presents Over Jackson at Dusk, a casual evening of live music, wine, and tasty bites at the Kennedy Mine office on the hill. Featuring multiple vintages of local wines, relax on the lawn or balcony. Enjoy one of the best views in the county while listening to the music of Windhorse. Tickets available online at kennedygoldmine.com, the Amador Chamber of Commerce, Amador Council of Tourism, or at the Kennedy Mine. You can call the Kennedy Mine at 223-9542.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.